Hey, welcome everybody. It's time again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. With our host, a special host today, Leslie Del Rio. Hey, Leslie.
Thank you, Paul, and OC Talk Radio. And hello, everyone. Welcome to our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, where our community is your community. I'm your host, Leslie Del Rio, the owner of Spa Del Rio in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Our special guest today is the owner and founder of OC Hospice Healthcare, Mr. John Gutierrez, who is also the executive director of the Life and Hope Cancer Foundation. Welcome, John. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Gracias, Leslie. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking the time to interview me today. It's such an honor. And Paul, thank you for having us. And yes, go see the beautiful spa. We've been there, both myself and John Amador, our chairman of the board. It's a beautiful spa that you have. And so we're excited to have you as also a future host. So yes, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, John, I must say that of all the people that I've met in my life, you are one of the few that I know that always has such a happy, positive, and contagious attitude. And I'm so excited to be here to interview you and get to know you a little bit better. And so our listeners also, for them to get to know you a little bit better. So please tell us about yourself.
Again, my name is John Gutierrez. I'm one of the owners and partners of OC Hospice, along with my sister Soyla Villegas, my cousin Gilbert Alvarez, and Lynn Kennedy. We've had the company over 10 years. My wife, Mireya Villegas Gutierrez, is also our CFO. So shout out to my wife. I know she's listening. I love you. And also, I'm the father of two amazing young men. My son, Jonathan, who's a freshman at Northwood High School, who's currently running track. I'm very proud of him. And he's also a football player and a great honor student. And then my little champ, Elijah. And so proud to be a dad and been married almost 18 years. Wow. So that as a person, that's who I am. As a businessman, I like to consider myself an entrepreneur, somebody who thrives to do my best, obviously, to run our OC Hospice.
So what inspired you to start this wonderful business?
My sister, who actually was in healthcare many years ago, brought me into healthcare. I was in my background coming out of college was in teaching, and I wanted to work with kids and the community. But yeah, my sister brought me into healthcare. My wife was in that industry too. And so many years later, we decided to start our own company after working for many other companies that were big corporations. And it was a long, long dream that we had. And so we started it, like I said, almost 10 years ago. We have an amazing staff at the office there. We have an amazing team. And of course, for those of you that know what hospice is, it's a special program. It definitely humbles you every day to know that you're helping people that need you during the most difficult times of their lives. So for me, it's an honor to have this organization, this business.
That's wonderful. So let's dive a little bit more into that for people that don't know much about OC Hospice. What is it that you do for people? How does this business serve the community?
Yes, well, I think a lot of people, you said earlier, see me all happy and all the time out and about doing, you know, social media stuff, community stuff. But hospice is, you know, is a program that for those that don't know, it's paid for 100% when you're 65 and older through the government, through Medicare, which all of us pay into as we work and money is being deducted out of your paycheck every month or every biweekly. And so it's a program that's there that a lot of people don't know about. You're being provided a lot of services from nursing to a doctor, home visit, medical equipment, pharmacy.
Wow.
We have chaplains that are part of our team, social workers, home health aides, directors of volunteer services like ISIS's at our office. So we have a whole team, which we call the Circle of Care.
Mm-hmm.
And their role is really to, I like to always look at it as the bumper rails at the bowling alley, you know, mm-hmm. like you're there to help the family as they're going through this difficult time. And so we obviously don't have control of the situation that unfortunately someone's been diagnosed. So in order for you to go on hospice, you have to be diagnosed with a prognosis of 6 months or less. Obviously, nobody knows.
Right.
But if a doctor feels that your loved one is declining, like a stage four cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, a stroke, ALS, Parkinson's, you know, these kind of things, these kind of diagnoses, then basically you can qualify to be on the service, on the program. A doctor has to write an order and say, we're going to evaluate your loved one for this service. And so there's a whole process to it. We meet with the family. We explain what hospice is. Joe is one of our liaisons. Alicia is another one. My sister Soyla, myself, we'll meet with the families. And we'll explain what hospice is and how we can help them. And every situation is so different because there's so many unfortunate situations with families, family dynamics, the patient itself. So, yeah, it's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But unfortunately, we're all going to be there one day. Right.
And where is the location? Where are you guys located?
So our office is in Tustin on Newport and Bryant there. OC Hospice is a business that's a corporation there, but all of our services are being done out in the field. So our nurses will go out to people's homes where they're being taken care of by us there, or an assisted living community, or a boarding care, or a skilled nursing facility. So the service itself is out where they live. Wherever the patient is, we come to them. So it's kind of like we're a hospital. That's why it's hospice.
Right.
It's a hospital in their home. So we provide them everything they would at a hospital, but at home.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I do have to tell you, so I know exactly what it's like working with family. How is that for you?
Oh, that's right. Your sister and your mom, right? Yes, yes. You know, it's beautiful because we you know, we love each other. We're all very close. We've learned to separate that whole family and business dynamic because we've been working together for so many years, even before at OC Hospice. My sister, myself, my wife, we've been working together for many years. Yeah. And so, yeah, you learn to separate that, right? To have that respect. When I'm at the office, I don't call my wife, you know, honey or hey, babe, you know, it's, you know, her role and give her that respect. She's our CFO. She's earned that title. And so, yeah. It's something we know how to handle professionally.
I love it.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about the chamber, because you are on the chamber, Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. How has that helped you with your business?
I think the chamber's been a great platform. It's a great opportunity for those listening. Some would say, well, you know, you're in healthcare. How is the chamber, you know, believe it or not, there's been a lot of our members that, which, you know, I can't mention names because of healthcare HIPAA compliance, but we've had a lot of members who at some point or another, they've been on hospice, their loved ones with us. Mm. And it's an honor. For me, it's an honor to be able to serve the general community, but also my friends and family, to know that they've trusted us with their loved one at such a difficult time. It's an honor. So the chamber's been an extension of my business, an extension of our family. It's a great place for those of us that are in it. It's really what you want to make of it. You know, it's a platform and you utilize it the best that you can. And I feel that the chamber has really provided us a lot of support. As a small business growing the last 10 years, I always looked at the chamber as a way for me to learn from other mentors at the chamber that are big corporations. How can I better run my business? What systems in place can I implement at my business that I can learn from big corporate people, right?
Exactly.
That are already running big corporations. So we all need mentors. And I felt like this was a good opportunity by joining the chamber, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, that I could find those mentors there from a business perspective, right? They did give us an award. I think it was like 4 years ago. We won, OC Hospice won the Business of the Year award at Estrella Awards.
That's wonderful.
Which is coming up.
Yes.
So yeah, it's been a blessing. John Amador, our chairman, and I, you know, we're good friends. We're there to bounce ideas, Ruben. So I look at them as part of our business too. You know, I'm part of the chamber as a board member, but it's also they're part of kind of like my business. It's an extension of each other's you know, platforms of support.
Absolutely. And so what is one of the most rewarding things for you as a chamber member? Something that you've done for other people that joined the chamber?
I would say, hopefully, I've been able to be that mentor for other businesses, right? I mean, my business went from, you know, we had four or five employees to suddenly one day we woke up and 5 years later we had 70 employees.
Wow.
You know, so it's, you grow. And in that growth, there's a lot of change and, you know, you have to learn and it's not perfect, right? We make mistakes. It's one of those things where hopefully if there's a small business out there that was me 5 years ago or 10 years ago, hopefully during that journey, I've been able to help somebody else, whether it's provide them resources. I get calls all the time. Mm-hmm. I think you and I were talking about this earlier.
That's right.
You know, I get calls all the time, texts. Hey, John, do you know this? Do you know that? Do you know somebody that can do? If I don't have the answer, I reach to people at the chamber, you know, those resources. And then they give me a name. And then I found you somebody. So it's all about providing each other resources and support. And so I feel that hopefully I was able to be that person for other businesses.
Absolutely. So do you think the chamber, joining the chamber, is more for new businesses or can it be for businesses that have been around for a long time?
Well, I would say the chamber, like I've always said to everybody, it's really what you want to make of it as far as your business. So whether you're a one person running a business out of your garage, your home, right? There's something at the chamber that I'm sure that's going to help you, like financial support through the SBA, SBDC, right? That we're partners with, help you grow your business. Maybe you need more capital, more money. Mike Daniels, who runs that with Ruben Franco, our president, they're there to help you and support you in those ways. But if you're a bigger business, a mid-sized business, there's other opportunities there. Our mixers, our events, our Stray Awards, our golf tournament. But it, also if you're a nonprofit, it's also helped a lot. My nonprofit, you know, our Life and Hope Foundation, our Life and Hope Cancer Foundation, we've had a lot of fundraisers and charity events, and a lot of our members have been there to support us, to sponsor us, to help us. And to them, I say thank you. I say thank you today, and I say thank you every day because that's what the chamber's provided for me, that support.
That's great. Now, let's go back in time. As an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. when you first started OC Hospice, what were some of the challenges that you had to overcome? Some common challenges that not necessarily somebody in your industry may have, but challenges that any person as a brand new business owner would have. Anything in particular that stands out
Yes.
that you're like, oh my gosh, that was a crazy obstacle, but maybe a way to overcome it?
This question's been asked to me many times, and I always said, it's one thing for you to be an employee somewhere and work for many years. Mm-hmm. And then one day you decide, I'm going to open my own business,
yeah.
right? It's quite a different game, right? It's quite the challenge because now you have to step into a different role. Now you have to delegate more. You can't do it all. You can't wear all the hats. You try to do that at the beginning when you start the company or your business, but eventually your company and your business is growing. It's like trying to put out a fire by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You may need more people as the fire grows, you know, more people to put water into. A business will eventually grow if you're doing good work and good service like we have been. And so you have to learn how to manage people, how to hire the right people, how to put the right systems in place. And so all that is challenging every day. Every day is a challenge, but that's what makes it exciting. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? That's the fun part about it. Challenging yourself every day, right? And so critical thinking for me is something I enjoy. Thinking outside the box is something I enjoy. So when those challenges come up, I love sitting there drinking my hot tea, you know, watching ESPN or hanging with the family and just thinking, how am I going to solve this next problem? I love that. That to me is a great challenge. So I welcome it.
And starting a new business is such a huge risk, but there's so many wonderful rewards that
Yes.
come after working really hard.
Yes.
I'm sure that you feel everything that you went through is worth it at this point in your life. You look at all the challenges and you must be very proud of yourself and your family also for being a part of the ride.
Yes, we were featured on a show recently in Laguna Beach, actually. And one of the guests there that came to do a testimonial, I didn't know who she was. I just knew her husband was on hospice with us. And she was sitting next to me as we were getting mic'd. And she said, excuse me, young man. She says, are you part of OC Hospice? She didn't realize I was one of the owners. She the vice president there, right? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I want you to know that I'm very, very happy with your service and very proud of what you guys did for Aww. My husband. And to make a long story short, I didn't know till later that she was one of the members of the Costco family.
Wow.
And it gives me chills even to tell the story, yeah, because to come from somebody like that, that hey, our team, our staff did such a wonderful job from a company so strong, it meant a lot. So very proud of our team of OC Hospice and just very, very proud of all they do every day, our nurses, our staff. So, yes.
That's great. What about the kids? Are they going to join the family business?
Hey, whatever they want, right? Whatever they want to do, there's a lot of options there. We hope it's there for many years, and we hope we continue to service many people and provide great service. And go to our website, ochospice.com, or go to our Instagram, you know, OC Hospice. Follow us. Please support what we're doing, and come on and be part of our foundation, which is my Instagram is John Life Hope, and that's where a lot of people will see a lot of my charity work that we do in the community.
Talking about the community in regards to the chamber, how old do you have to be a part of the chamber? Can we have younger people be a part of the chamber and get inspired by community leaders?
Yes, we have the youth chamber. That's great that you bring up that point. You know, the youth chamber is there, and any young girl, young man that is interested or excited to join our youth chamber, you can also be a part of that, and they can learn how to start a business, how to be part of a business, you know. And so our youth chamber is something that we provide as a mentorship to the younger generations. But yeah, there's high school kids that are part of our chamber, college kids, of course.
Now, what advice do you give to those, would you give to those young people that, you know, I remember when I was that age, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I knew that it was very important for me to network and be around,
yes,
people that could mentor me, people that could be good role models. But, mm-hmm, you know, what kind of advice do you give to those young students, graduates that have no idea what they want to do yet as an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur, I've said to people, I've failed maybe 3 or 4 businesses that I tried before. I wouldn't say they failed, but they were just not as successful. They were challenging. And you're not going to succeed the first time, right? It's like I played sports my whole life, and it happens. You win some and you lose some games, right? You're not always going to win every game. Something that you have to say, I like to tell people, wake up every day and ask yourself this question in the mirror. Mm-hmm. What motivates you? Find whatever motivates you. Is it your family? Is it your kids? Is it, what is it? Like, what is it that motivates you? Hopefully that inspires you every day to keep going and keep working hard, right? Eventually you're going to find whatever it is that you love, whatever inspires you. And hopefully it's something that I love, helping people. People say to me, how can you work in hospice? It's so sad. It's so depressing. I said, no, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I feel honored that somebody trusts me and our staff.
Absolutely.
At the most difficult time, right? And so for me, it's an honor to be able to say, run into that building that's burning down and save that kid that's in there. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, that's beautiful. That gives me chills. I think it's amazing that you really are following your passion. And, you know, you started this wonderful, wonderful company, and you're working with your family, and it seems like they're all also enjoying it. I mean, and I've met your wife. She has such a beautiful soul.
Good people,
and you can,
yes,
tell, I think people, when you help people, you have that aura about you. That's very,
yeah,
enjoyable to be around, a very inviting and welcoming aura.
Yeah.
So.
Happy wife, happy life. People say, "Huh? What's the key to being married so long?" I'm,
yes,
like, happy wife, happy life. You just say yes. See, whatever you say, okay, honey, okay, yes. You just say yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then the day you want something for you, hey, can I go do this? She'll be like, go ahead. Don't worry about it. So, you know, that's, marriage is about, you know, having that two-way road. You know, you have an amazing marriage. Your husband's a great guy, right?
So I hope he's listening to this. You heard that? Happy wife, happy life.
Now we're giving marriage advice too.
Yes,
so.
We are. A little bit of everything here.
Business and marriage, right?
I love it. So when is the next Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce event? Do we have a next mixer or something coming up?
Well, Estrella Awards is coming up. You can go to ochcc.org, our website. You'll see all the information there, which is May 7th, if I'm correct. And so definitely follow us on social media for the chamber. OCHCC, again, is the Instagram. But that's the big Estrella Awards. You were there, right?
Yes.
Over 500 people, great networking event. It's just a beautiful red tie, black tie gowns. It's just a beautiful event. And you took a nice picture with your sister and my wife,
yes.
which we've posted many times. So, yes, it's a great event.
It really is a great event. The food is wonderful. It's delicious. The presentation.
The after party is pretty cool, too, you know?
Yes. Oh, well, you know I love that.
Yes.
But it really is a wonderful event. And I would like to know, how can anybody attend this event as long as they register? Or how does this work?
Yes.
John?
Yes. Anybody can attend. Reach out to us, me, the chamber. We'd love to have you there. Obviously, we do sell out. It's a big event. It's at the Disneyland Hotel. So definitely check with us as soon as possible, because we are selling out pretty fast. You know, Teresa and Leo, who are from Villa Roma, they do the food for our VIP Estrella Awards, which is actually next week.
Oh, wow.
And it's a small, very private VIP. And that's where we give the certificates to the nominees that are winning the awards. But yeah, it's a great event. And so we're excited. Again, it's coming up. And we invite people to be a part of it.
How many members are a part of the chamber?
Wow, that's a great question. I would say at least close to 500 or more. I can't give you an exact number, but yes. It's a big network. Small businesses, mid-sized, big corporations. It's a mixture. You know, it's pretty big. It's pretty big, so.
So for people that want to join, how do they join the chamber?
They can go to OCHCC.org or .com, I think it is there, the website. Just Google Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And you'll find all of our information there, and or you can send us a message on the website by email that you want to join. You can reach out to me on our social media, or of course on our Instagram. And there's a representative that talks to you and about the membership, and they give you all that information, and you become a member.
And there's a lot of great resources available also when you join the chamber.
Yes.
I know that personally I took advantage of the marketing through the SBA,
SPDC, yes.
Right, and mm-hmm. for my business, it was something that really helped me get a lot of wonderful marketing ideas for my business.
The analyticals and all that, the report, right?
Absolutely, yes. I got a full report. So I definitely recommend that to business owners that just need a little bit of that help strategizing and putting together some wonderful marketing ideas for this year 2022. But we do have a social media page, Instagram, Facebook page. Please follow to get updates on upcoming networking events. I know that the golf tournament is coming up pretty soon at some point this year, right?
And next week we're also going to have Alicia del Valle.
Yes, that's right. So don't forget to tune in next Wednesday at noon. We will have our celebrity Alicia del Valle,
yes.
who is an award-winning broadcaster.
Yes,
so we're very excited to have her.
And today we're supposed to have Deidre Pujols, and we just want to send our prayers out to her. She is the wife of Albert Pujols, who we gave an award to through Hispanic Heritage Month a couple of years ago. So we're just saying our prayers out to her and her family today.
Yes, it's very sad news, but sending our prayers out to her and her family.
Yes.
But thank you so much, John,
thank you,
for
Leslie.
Being here
thank
today.
Thank you for being here, and we look forward to having you more, hosting more events.
Oh, that's going to be so much
fun here.
For me. Yes, thank you so much for inviting me, and I hope that we get more members. And
yes.
Please don't forget again to join our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us at Our Community Podcast Show, where our community is your community. I'm your host, Leslie Del Rio, and can't wait to see you next Wednesday at noon.
Go OC Hospice.
Well, that's it. Thanks for meeting our community today here, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studio here at the University of California's Beal Applied Innovation Center.